真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
Greet you this morning in the name of our living Savior Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督的里面向大家问安。
The one who is and who was and who is to come.
他是昔在、今在、永在，亦都会再来的主。
It's a great joy to be with you this morning and to be back in Hong Kong.
能够再一次回来香港和大家一起，我觉得很高兴。
I'm well aware of the historic time and place in which we meet this morning.
我今朝好醒觉到，我哋系喺一个乜嘢嘅时代局势里边嚟到同大家见面嘅。
We meet at the momentous intersection of international politics and divine purpose。
我哋喺处身呢个世代，我哋睇到喺国际嘅局势都变化，但系亦都睇到神嘅旨意喺当中。
We're thinking about the year 2000。
我哋谂紧公元2000年。
We know that much will change before the year 2000。
我知道2000年之前一直都会继续有好多嘅转变。
But God's purposes will be fulfilled.
但系神嘅旨意一定会成就。
In Luke chapter 12 verse 32, there is a very interesting brief statement that Jesus makes.
喺路加福音12:32嗰度咧，有一节嘅系经文系好有兴趣嘅。
It's a statement that combines the church.And the kingdom of God.
这些经文就将教会和神的国度结合在一起。
Jesus says, Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
主耶稣对门徒说，你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
The kingdom of God in all its splendor and majesty on the one hand,
一方面我们看到神的荣耀的国度。
On the other hand, the church described here as a little flock.
但是教会呢，就在这里呢，主耶稣形容它是一个小群。
Through the centuries, Christians have spoken about the kingdom of God.
是很多个世纪以来，基督徒都已经一路呢，是讲关于呢，是神的国度啊。
But what does this mean?
但是是什么意思呢？
What are its practical meanings for the church?
特别对于教会来讲，神的国度有什么实际的意义呢？
And how is the task of evangelism related to the kingdom?
福音的事工和国度又有什么关系呢？
These are crucial questions today.
这些是对于今天来说很重要的课题。
They're important questions given the times, the emerging world trends, and the global struggles of the principalities and powers that affect each of us where we live.
特别在今天这个世代，我们看到很多的趋势，也都看到是有很多的国度权柄的增进的时候，我们看神的国度就更加重要。
Let's think for a few minutes about the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ.
首先我就想和大家看一看神的国度和耶稣基督的关系。
The kingdom of God is not some ideology or philosophy which Christians seek to propagate.
首先，神的国度不是说基督徒要去宣扬一套的理想或者一些哲学。
Rather, it centers in good news about a person.
乃是说是要集中在宣扬关于一个人的好信息。
The good news about Jesus Christ.
就是关于耶稣基督的福音。
But Jesus came speaking about the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督来就是宣讲神的国。
To understand God's kingdom, then we need to look back first at the Old Testament.
如果我们要了解神的国度，我们首先要看回旧约。
Because the Jews to whom Jesus was speaking in his day knew something about the kingdom of God.
因为当耶稣跟他们讲关于神的国的时候，昔日的犹太人都了解是关于什么的。
What is this reality, this kingdom of God?
这个神的国是讲关于什么呢？
The Hebrew psalmist and prophet spoke eloquently about God's sovereign reign over all things.
在诗篇和旧约的先知里面，一路都讲到关于神有一日要来到掌王权。
They spoke of a time when the health and the shalom, the peace of God's loving reign would be experienced throughout the earth and among the nations.
他们讲到呢，有一日全世界各民各族都会呢，是经历到神那个的管治和他的平安。
Psalm 145 describes God's kingdom as an everlasting kingdom which endures throughout all generations.
诗篇145篇那里就描写到神这个国度是一个传到永远直到万代的国度。
Isaiah and the other Old Testament prophets spoke of a coming age of peace.
以赛亚先知就讲到在来紧的世代会有一个是充满平安和平的世代。
The prophet Isaiah speaks about, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaks about a prince of peace.
甚至他在圣灵的感动之下，讲到将来会有一位和平之君临到。
Isaiah and other Old Testament prophets promised a deliverer, a Messiah, a king.
他们是预告将来有一位尼赛亚，一位君王的降临。
And yet Isaiah talks about a Messiah who is a suffering servant, who would not fail to establish peace on the earth.
但是当他讲到这个君王的时候，同时他又形容他是一个受苦的仆人，但是他一定会坚定地要去建立神的国在地上。
When we look at the book of Daniel, we see a somewhat different picture.
当我们去看到但以理书的时候，又有一幅不同的图画。
We think of Daniel's visions of beasts and creatures and kingdoms.
你看到但以理在异象里面又见到有很不同的兽，又有是不同的国度、活物。
And in Daniel's visions, we see a particularly significant picture of God's kingdom.
在但以理那个图画里面，我们看到有关神的国度的是几个方面。
We see a picture of the kingdom that puts God's sovereign reign in the context of the struggles of the great empires of the earth.
我们看到但以理所描述的神的国度是在列国那个的斗争里面出现的。
We see this particularly in chapter 7.
特别在但以理书第七章。
Here we see that in spite of the rise and fall of the great beasts of the earth, God has a plan for history.
在那里我们看到虽然邦国兴衰一路有变动，但神有他那个旨意在人类的历史当中。
Human history is not an endless repeating cycle of birth, death, and rebirth.
我们看到人类的历史不是只是邦国兴衰循环不息，而是向着一条直线，向着神的旨意去进发。
Rather, it is linear, it has direction, it has history.
有神嗰个嘅引导喺其中
，and we see that God is at work in that history.
神嘅手喺人类嘅历史里边不断工作。
You will remember the vision that Daniel receives in the seventh chapter.
我哋睇到但以理喺佢第七章里边讲到佢所睇到嘅异象。
He sees a succession of great kingdoms symbolized by a beast.
他看到是由四个兽所代表一些的是不断不同的邦国的兴起。
And then he sees one like the Ancient of Days.
但是他又跟着看到一位人子好像是亘古常存者。
And we see authority and power is given to one who is called a son of God, a son of man.
然后呢就看到他能够将所有的国度权柄来到赐过给这个人子。
We can summarize whatDaniel says here in five items about this kingdom of God.
由这个意象里面我们可以是概括出有五点关于神的国度的特征。
Here are five great truths about God's kingdom.
五个关于神的国度的真理。
First of all, it is an everlasting, eternal kingdom that will never be destroyed.
首先它是一个永存的国度是不会被毁灭的。
Just as Psalm 145 and other of the Psalms say.
就好像诗篇145篇咁话，佢系一个永远嘅国度，传到万代。
The kingdom of God is an eternal kingdom.
系一个永存嘅国度。
But not a kingdom divorced from human history.
但系唔系话抽离咗人间嘅历史嘅。
We see that in the second point.
第二点
，that it is the kingdom of God is sovereign over all other kingdoms.
第二就是他的权柄是超越了世上所有的国度的。
Now, to be sovereign means to reign over.
他是掌权的，掌管世上邦国的。
A sovereign has authority over his realm and exercises that authority.
是在个地上来到掌王权。
And so it is in God's kingdom in relation to all other empires.
所以所有的国度其实都是服在神的国度之下。
The kingdom of God is an actual sovereignty of God over the empires and nations of the earth.
神的国度是有个实质的是权，是掌管住地上邦国。
The third truth we see here is that the kingdom of God will eventually replace all other kingdoms.
第三就是神的国度最终有一日要代取代了世上的邦国。
This is clear in this chapter as well as elsewhere in the book of Daniel.
在《但以理书》第七章和其他的章里面都很清楚带出这个信息。
In the biblical picture, no other empire or dominion is everlasting.
在圣经的图画里面，没有一个地上的邦国是永存的。
Only the kingdom of God is forever.
只有神的国度存到永远。
The 1,000 year Reich under Hitler ended after about 12 years.
希特拉那个纳粹的政权在经过12年始终就过去了。
As you know, some dynasties may last 1,000 years.
可能有这个王朝经过有成千年那么长。
But God's kingdom will eventually and finally replace them all.
但是所有的国度有一日都要被神的国度取代。
And we learn something else here in Daniel 7.
我们在第七章但以理又再看到另外一点。
In the fourth point,
I say,
That is that all nations and kingdoms will eventually worship and serve God.
就是有一天世上所有的国度邦国都要敬拜神。
It's not simply that God's kingdom will replace other kingdoms.
不单止神的国会取代他们。
But all the nations and peoples and kingdoms of the earth will worship and serve God.
有一天世上万国万族万民都要敬拜侍奉神。
The biblical picture is that God's plan does not seem to be the destruction of empires and nations, but their salvation.
所以似乎神那个对于邦国的计划不是要去毁灭他们，而是要来到去更新他们，拯救他们。
God wills their transformation and incorporation into God's kingdom.
神要更新这些邦国，而将他们是摆埋落去他的国度里面。
We see the same truth pictured in the book of Revelation.
在启示录我们同样有一个同样的信息。
The book of Revelation speaks of the wealth and the wealth and the honor of the nations being brought into the holy city.
在启示录我们看到邦国都将他们的财宝，将他们的所有的宝物来到去带到去神的国，来到去奉献给神。
So this also is a part of the biblical picture of God's kingdom.
所以我们看到新旧约都有一个同样的图画。
And then we learn a fifth thing about God's kingdom here.
然后第五点关于神的国度。
We read that God's people will receive and possess the kingdom forever.
在这里我们看到神的子民有一天要来到领受得到神的国，并且是永远是在一起。
We see this in verses 18 and 22 of chapter 7.
在但以理书七章第十八至22节。
It speaks about how the kingdom is to be given to the people of God, to the saints.
那里讲到神的圣民是能够得国到永远。
Now, while all nations and peoples are God, God is forming a people who will worship and serve Him gladly.
我们看到神就好像一路来到去做一班的子民，是能够永远去敬拜祂的。
God is forming a people who will serve as a kind of first fruits of the final kingdom.
神而家好似就系咧，为着佢将来嗰个永恒嘅国度咧，嚟到做一班咧系初熟之果咁样嘅子民，而家已经喺地上去敬拜佢啦。
Now the Old Testament Hebrews thought that they were that people。
咁旧约嘅犹太人就以为佢哋就系呢啲神嗰个初熟之果呢一班嘅子民啦。
And in fact they were that people。
咁当然佢哋曾经亦都系。
They were called to be not only God's people but God's ambassadors to the nations。
以色列人是被召作神的子民，亦都是作为好像神的大使，要去将这个国度宣扬。
But yet, even in the Old Testament, we see that God is forming a people from all the nations.
但是就算在旧约，我们都看到神的选召不是只是限于以色列民，是万邦万国里面都有他的拣选。
God is forming a people that is not based on race or ethnicity or language or culture.
神佢嘅拣选唔系只系基于人嗰个嘅文化、种族、言语啊。
God is forming a people who will serve Him forever and be a witness to the nations。
神要拣选一班人永远侍奉祂，在万国万族之中来到见证祂。
And God says through Daniel that God's people will receive and possess the kingdom forever.
神透过但以理就说，神的子民要来到得到神的国，同埋呢永远在祂的国里面。
So when Jesus came announcing the kingdom of God, the Jewish people had some background for that.
所以当耶稣来宣告神的国的时候呢，犹太人当时已经有个这样的背景和认知了对于神的国。
But Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near."
但是耶稣基督同时讲过，你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
The New Testament affirms, clarifies, and elaborates these themes about the kingdom.
新约就将旧约嗰个神的国的系主旨咧，系更加嚟到扩展同埋讲得详细啲。
We see this especially in the book of Revelation.
特别喺启示录，我哋睇得更加清楚。
But in a sense, the whole New Testament is about the coming and the reality of this kingdom.
但是其实整本新约就是讲到这个的国，天国的来临和它的真实性。
But above all, the New Testament reveals the great truth which is only prophesied and foreshadowed in the Old Testament.
但最重要的就是新约将旧约里面所预言的有关这个是天国的真理更加 是表明出来。
And that great truth is this.
这个真理是什么呢？
That the kingdom of God centers in Jesus Christ.
就是神的国度以耶稣基督为中心。
And so Jesus is the center and the fulcrum of history.
所以你可以说耶稣基督就是人类历史的中心和焦点。
And Jesus is the center and meaning of God's kingdom.
也都是神的国度的中心和它的意义的集中。
So the one whom we worship and acknowledge as Savior is also Lord.
我们所相信的救主同样是我们的主宰。
When the early Christians in the context of the Roman Empire said Jesus is Lord, that's what that meant.
当初期的基督徒他们说承认耶稣是主，这个就真的代表他们相信耶稣基督是他们的掌权的主宰。
To say Jesus was Lord was to say that there is a Lord higher than Caesar.
当我哋话，当呢班嘅基督徒初期基督徒话耶稣是主，即是话代表喺该撒以上有一个更高嘅主。
So we see here the key, the centrality of Jesus Christ.
所以我哋睇到呢个就系耶稣基督系神嘅国嘅中心同埋约匙。
Here then is the good news of the kingdom.
呢个就系关于国度嘅消息，好消息。
It is that in Jesus Christ, the sovereign God has taken human form.To do for humankind what we could not do for ourselves.
就是说在耶稣基督里面，神道成肉身，为我们成就了我们没办法成就的事，为我们成就了神自己的旨意。
The eternal word has been made flesh.
这个道，永恒的道已经成为肉身。
Fully human and fully divine, the perfect mediator.
既全人又是全神，是我们完全的那个的中保。
Jesus Christ, the one effective bridge and reconciler between God and humanity.
耶稣基督成为神同人之间唯一的中保同埋桥梁。
This is indeed good news, for it tells us that men and women can now enjoy the blessed life of God's kingdom.
这个对我来讲真是好的消息，因为我们现在就可以来到去经历这个国度的祝福，是透过耶稣基督。
We now experience something of the reality of God's kingdom here on earth.
我们靠着主，我们现在在地上已经可以开始先尝到这个国度一部分的祝福。
Christians experience the kingdom even as they live in expectation of the final reconciliation.
没错，我们一方面还等候着神将来那个使万物与我们和好的日子，但我们现在也同时可以尝到这个国度的一部分了。
Even as we look ahead to what Peter refers to in Acts 3:21,
当我哋去望下，系彼得讲到喺《使徒行传》系里边所讲嘅。
Peter says, "We look for the time for God to restore everything as He promised long ago through His holy prophets."
彼得喺《使徒行传》三章二十一节嗰度话，我哋其实系等候嗰个万物复兴嘅日子，就系神从创世以来藉着圣先知所讲俾我哋听会有嘅日子。
In God'sIn Jesus' incarnation, God took on human form.
透过耶稣基督成为肉身，神来到我们当中。
God in Jesus took on human form so we could see what God is really like and what life can be when lived fully according to God's will.
当我们望到道成肉身的耶稣基督，我们就知道神是怎样的，同埋能够活一个生命，是活出神的旨意的生命，是一个怎样的生命。
Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
耶稣基督就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
He became like us so that we might become like him.
他成为好像我们一样，使到我们可以好像神一样。
In Jesus' crucifixion, God in Christ solved once for all the problem of human sin and alienation.
而透过耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，就解决一次过解决了人类的苦罪的问题。
In the crucifixion, God showed that God's way of conquering is through the power of self-giving love.
透过耶稣基督钉十字架，我们就看到神来到胜过罪恶的方法是透过舍己的爱。
Here, Jesus showed the full extent of his love.
耶稣基督在他钉十字架上面就将他们的他对我们的爱去到一个几深的程度表露无遗。
As we read in John 13:1,
我们在约翰福音第十三章一节那里看到耶稣爱他爱的人是爱到底。
The cross is the final demonstration and proof that the end does not justify the means.
那个的十字架的救恩给我们看到我神救人不是说是要任何手段都可以的。
Rather, the means, that is Jesus' death, must be a demonstration of the nature of the end.
而是乃是说神救人的途径就是透过耶稣基督那个舍己的爱就更加给我们看到那个救恩神救我们是本身几咁伟大。
So there's a sense in which even Jesus' death demonstrates the kingdom.
所以从耶稣基督那个舍己的爱他的死呢是我们都看到神那个国的荣耀。
For the lion is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
因为耶稣基督虽然是狮子但同时亦都是那个被杀的羔羊在创世以前已经是预定这样的了。
In Jesus' resurrection, God demonstrated that all power and authority have been given to Jesus Christ.
而透过耶稣基督的复活，我们又看到神已经将一切的权柄、荣耀是来到去加在他身上。
In the resurrection, God demonstrated that a great once-for-all victory had been won over the powers of sin and death.
透过耶稣基督的复活，印证了神是已经得胜罪恶死亡。
And that all those who are joined to Jesus Christ through faith,have themselves been raised from the death of sin and given eternal life.
而每一位来到透过信相信连于耶稣基督的，亦都会经历咁样嘅死亡同埋复活。
You will remember what Paul says in Ephesians 2.
保罗喺以弗所书第二章点讲
？Says God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and gave him all power.
就话神将耶稣基督来到从死里边嚟到去系复活。
But Paul says in Ephesians 2 that we also have been raised with Jesus Christ to sit with him in heavenly places.
但是保罗同时说我们同时是与同耶稣基督一同复活一同坐在天上。
So we see all of that in Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们在耶稣基督的复活里面我们看这个真理。
In Jesus' continuing reign, God is now working out his plan for the fullness of time.
而今天继续耶稣基督透的掌权是继续的在这个地上仍然伸展。
This is a plan to reconcile all things to himself through Jesus Christ, as we read in Ephesians 1:10.
神不断仍然叫万物是一路去归去到耶稣基督的里面。
Ephesians 1:10 says that God has a plan to bring everything under the headship of Jesus Christ.
以弗所书一章十节那里说神有个计划要在基督耶稣里面叫所有天上地下一切的都同归于一。
Jesus Christ is the one who reigns.
耶稣基督是掌权者。
God is still active in the world through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, judging sin and bringing people to the truth.
今天神仍然透过圣灵在普世来到工作来到去使人知罪悔改归回向耶稣基督。
We read in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus will continue to reign until every enemy, including finally death, is subdued.
我们在哥林多前书十五章更加看到主耶稣基督继续掌权作王，直到有一日连死亡最后的敌人、罪的权势都要是归于耶稣基督的掌管之下，都要罪都要归于他的掌管。
We receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, that we may be witnesses to Christ and his kingdom.
而我哋系领受咗主嘅灵，领受咗圣灵，可以嚟到为耶稣基督作见证。
In the promise of Jesus' return, prophesied by Daniel and other prophets, we have the final assurance, the assurance of the final victory of God's kingdom.
而当我哋睇耶稣基督嗰个再来嘅应许嘅时候，我哋就有好好嘅系凭据知道神系已经得胜，而有一日我哋都会分享呢个得胜。
The promise is the promise of a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
在那里当耶稣基督回来的时候，圣经应许就会说有新天新地，有义居住在其中。
That's what Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 3.
这个就是彼得在他在前书三章十三节那里说。
Scripture promises a final reconciliation through Jesus Christ in which every enemy is conquered.
在圣经里面言道应许到到有一日所有的敌人都被来到去主所得胜，所有的东西都要归于耶稣基督。
This includes the element of judgment in which sin and evil are banished.
在那里罪和邪恶要被毁灭。
And God's people from all nations and races share full eternal life with God.
而神的子民无论从各族各地各方来到都可以分享这个永远的生命。
Now, my point in all of this is this.
我们讲了这么久，最重要的是第一点。
That in proclaiming the kingdom of God, we proclaim Jesus Christ, the key and the way to the kingdom.
就是说当我们去宣讲这个神的国的时候，我们就是宣讲耶稣基督是神的国的中心和他的钥匙。
And it's in that context that we can talk about the gospel of the kingdom.
在这个这样的内容里面呢，我们就可以说什么是天国的福音。
The good news is that all peoples everywhere can have abundant life, forgiveness of sin, inner peace, and a sense of reconciliation with God, others, and nature through Jesus Christ.
这个就是说，无论世上所有的人，无论他在哪里，都可以靠着耶稣基督，有一个丰盛的生命，有赦罪的平安，有那个与神的和好，无论是哪一个地方的人都可以得到，透过耶稣基督。
In announcing the good news of the kingdom, Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣基督在他宣讲这个天国的福音的时候，他说，凡劳苦担重担的可以来到我这里，你就可以得到安息。
Fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy, Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
在耶稣基督同时说，当他读以赛亚书的时候，他就说以赛亚的预言已经应验在我的身上，就是说神的灵高我，高我，叫我传福音。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
他叫我来到传福音给贫穷的人，宣告被掳的得释放。
And recovery of sight for the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
To release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
被压制的得自由，宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
Now the good news is that this is not a merely interior or individualistic salvation.
而这个的福音，这个救恩不只是个人化，内在生命改变。
Certainly it centers in the heart, in the center of the person.
当然这个的更新是从个心开始。
For the kingdom of God is in part a question of allegiance. Allegiance, obeying.
当然因为这个天国是讲到呢，最基本是我们对神那个的顺服。
And that issue of allegiance runs straight through the heart and mind and will of every person.
所以神的国降临就是神的那个在我们的生命，整个人的生命里面掌权。
But the gospel is not just a question of what happens inside the person.
但是福音不是只是我们内在生命有关的。
The gospel of the kingdom involves the formation of a new community.
神那个福音同时是要去成立一个新的群体。
A new people in the earth who are reconciled with each other and serve as God's reconcilers in the world.
一班新的人在神里面跟神和好，又彼此和好，又叫人可以跟神和好。
So the gospel of the kingdom is a gospel of the formation of a people.
所以这个福音同时是呢，塑造着一个新，一班新的人。
Jesus modeled this with his own 12 disciples.
就是由耶稣和他十二个门徒开始有一个榜样。
Not only the 12, but the others, men and women who were a part of that early community of Jesus' followers.
12个门徒同埋早期跟耶稣嘅一班人。
Jesus forms a people to be a reconciled and a reconciling community.
耶稣就系组成一班彼此和好又可以叫人同神和好嘅人。
This also is a part of the gospel of the kingdom.
呢个都系福音嘅一部分嚟。
So Christians are to live out and proclaim the reality of God's kingdom.
所以基督徒是要活出这个国度的真实。
Inviting people to experience life in Christ and to live in the expectancy of the coming of God's kingdom in all its fullness.
邀请人来到去进入耶稣基督所应许这个丰盛的生命里面，又同时期盼着这个神的是最终的救恩的临到。
In this sense, the church is a messianic community.
所以从这个角度看，教会可以说是一个呢是弥赛亚的群体。
And this brings us then to the question of the kingdom of God and the local church.
咁呢个就带翻到去国度同我哋地方每一个嘅教会嘅关系啊。
The church is called to be the messianic community, the community of the kingdom.
教会就是这个国度的群体，是一个救恩弥赛亚的群体。
The church is the little flock to which Jesus has promised nothing less than the kingdom of God.
一方面好像只是一个小群，但是耶稣基督又对这个小群应许说他们会得到神的国。
This is an amazing picture.
这个是很奇异的一幅图画来的。
The little flock in all its vulnerability and weakness and smallness.
一方面这个小群是很软弱的，很渺小的，很容易是有很多的脆弱的地方。
But it's to these people that Jesus says, Fear not, for God delights to give you the kingdom.
但对于这一班呢是个微小的一个小群，耶稣基督说你不用怕，因为父很乐意将神的国给你。
Amazing contrast that awes us, but gives us hope.
这一种这么大的对比令到我们惊讶，但同时又给我们盼望。
It says that the real vanguard, the real point of impact of God's kingdom today is the little flock.
他告诉我们，神那个荣耀的国度，但是他那个先锋部队呢，竟然是一班这么小的一个小群。
The local community of believers which gathers in the assurance of Jesus' presence with them even when only two or three are gathered.
小到就是说，好像圣经说两三个人奉主的名聚集，但是主就在那里。就是一个爱的群体，就是这个神的国度的先锋。
Now the church is much more than this little flock, this little community.
当然神的国是比这个小群更加大。
For God is forming a people from all the nations of the earth.
因为神其实不断召聚着各族各方的人来到形成一个大的群体。
And you recall how we see that pictured in the book of Revelation.
正如在启示录告诉我们的图画一样。
And also in the passage from John 17 that was read this morning.
还有约翰福音第十七章今天我们所读的经文。
Jesus said, I pray for these, but not only for these, but for others as well who will believe through their witness.
耶稣基督说，我不单止为我现在这些门徒祈祷，也都为将来会信我的这班人祈祷，使他们都可以来到为我作见证。
So Jesus says there will be one flock and one shepherd.
所以耶稣说，将来只有一群的群羊，只有一个的牧人，都归于一个牧人之下。
Another way of speaking about the fact that there is one king and one kingdom.
同样，如果一个群，一个牧人，也都是说一个国度，一个君王。
This means that the very life of the community of believers has eschatological significance.
咁呢个就俾我哋睇到成个嗰个小群，佢嗰个生命咧，系同佢四周环境相处都好有关系。
That is, this little flock of believers is important both for the present and for the future.
亦都同呢个世界将来嘅发展好有关系。
And so the formation, life, and faithful witness of the church looks ahead to the full coming of the kingdom.
今日教会佢忠心嚟到活着，其实同时亦都系等候紧有一日神嘅国度嘅降临同埋实现。
Now, from the standpoint of the good news of the kingdom, we can affirm especially four things about the local church.
当我哋咁样睇呢个神嘅国嘅福音嘅时候咧，我哋对于教会就有四件事咧，我哋觉得好值得注重。
Community of believers which seek through the power of the Holy Spirit to be faithful to Jesus Christ in the gospel.
这一班是很忠心，透过圣灵是很想忠心来到去为他的主作见证的群体，由他神的国度有四方面的关系。
First, the local church is an outpost, a colony, and a pilot project of the kingdom of God.
首先就是说地方的教会 是神的国度，可以说是一个前哨的基地，一个属土，一个先驱。
The church is people who are now resident aliens on the earth, looking for a city which is to come.
所以虽然我们这班信徒某一方面来看是寄居的，是只是在地上，我们是等候着，是将来的未来的一个城。
The community of believers lives here in the world.
我们今天住在寄居在这个世上。
It's a part of its culture, a part of its times on the one hand.
是属于我们所属的地方的文化背景时间。
But it has another allegiance and a fuller hope.
但是我们的忠诚是属于另一个国度，我们的盼望也是在另一个国度。
It is called here on earth to give visible demonstration to the reality of the kingdom of God.
我们要在这个时空里面来到去见证出神国度的真实。
It is that community which has exchanged the values of this world for the values that Jesus taught, the values of the kingdom.
我们这班人是愿意放低我们这个世界的价值观，我们这个世界的心思意念，以天国的价值观为我们的价值观。
Secondly, the local church is primarily a community, a household, a family whose identity and existence are rooted in Jesus Christ.
第二就是我们这个教会这个群体是一个家庭，我们的身份，我们的存在，我们的意义都是扎根于耶稣基督。
The church is a living organism, not a building or an institution.
教会不是一座的建筑物，或者是一个机构，而是一个是有机有生命的群体。
Look at the pictures of the church, the word pictures that we find in the New Testament.
当你看看新约去形容教会的用不同的图画的时候呢，
They are all pictures of something that is living, a family, a branch, that is alive.
你就会看到呢，描写教会的图画都是一些有生命的图画，一个家庭呢，或者好像一棵树咁样。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
耶稣基督话，我是那个葡萄树，你是那个枝子。
And so the New Testament picture of a church is of a living organism.
所以新约里面的教会的图画全部都是有生命的一个基体来的。
The church is formed by God's grace and lives by God's grace.
教会是因为神的恩典而设立，也都继续因为神的恩典而继续活着。
In this sense, the church is charismatic.
从这个角度来看，教会是有它灵恩的一方面。
The word charismatic has to do with God's grace, God's charis.
因为有神嗰个嘅恩典系支持住佢。
And the church is charismatic because it is saved by grace, not by works.
佢系因为神嘅恩典而得救。
And because the church is gifted with the gift of the Spirit that it may witness in the power of the Spirit.
又同时因为领受神嗰个恩典而靠着圣灵嘅恩赐而活着。
And the church is most vital when it experiences itself as a community.
而当教会能够活出这个群体的时候，它就是满有生命力的。
When it understands itself organically and ecologically rather than statically and institutionally.
当教会来到体会它是有生命的一个群体，而不是只是一个机构的时候，它就是满有生命的。
Third, as a community gathered around Jesus Christ, the church is a community of discipleship.
第三就是教会同时是一个是门徒的群体。
It's not merely a community which enjoys the presence of Jesus Christ.
它不是只是时时去享受着主的同在。
It's a community which is called to embody the life and the truth that we see in Jesus Christ.
原来是被呼召去活出耶稣基督那个的见证和生命。
The church is called and empowered to make disciples.
教会是给主来到赐他能力去使人作门徒的。
We are called to help bring people to faith in Jesus Christ and then to help them grow into mature disciples.
去带领更多人来到归向耶稣基督，同埋在信里面去成长成为门徒。
This involves a healthy discipling process so that the community is shaped by the gospel and not by the world.
以致到咧，呢啲嘅信主嘅人一路可以成长，成为门徒，佢哋嘅心意更新，唔会被呢个世界嘅潮流所塑造。
This is the challenge which the church faces in every culture down through history.
呢個就係每一個世代嘅教會要面對嘅挑戰，點樣將呢班嘅信咗嘅人塑造成門徒。
To be shaped and molded by the gospel, not by the world around us.
以致呢啲門徒佢哋嘅生命係俾福音所塑造，而唔係俾呢個世界所塗造。
The point is that doesn't just happen automatically.
呢個唔會自然就發生。
This is a task of discipling.People for the kingdom of God,
而係要經過為咗神嘅國度而經過一個時間嘅鍛鍊塑造而成嘅。
When I think of that, I think of a young man that I know in our church in Chicago.
咁我就當我講到呢度嘅時候，我就想起一個我哋喺芝加哥嘅教會嘅一個青年人。
This is a young man who found himself involved with drugs from the time he was about 16.
呢個青年人喺16歲開始已經吸毒。
When we came to know him, he was about 20 and his life was really messed up.
我們認識他的時候，他已經大約20歲，他的生命已經一團糟了。
He couldn't concentrate on any one thing.
他根本都沒辦法集中他的精神在任何一樣東西上面。
He had trouble holding a job.
他也沒辦法做長一份工。
But he became acquainted with some people next door who were Christians.
但是他開始認識一些隔離鄰舍是基督徒。
They invited him to help some people move into their house.
咁咧就佢呢啲人咧係搬去佢間屋裏邊。
And then they invited him to come and be a part of a meal that was being held at the church.
咁啊，呢啲基督徒開始請佢翻去教會度聚餐。
And over a period of time, this young man found his life being transformed by Jesus Christ.
咁慢慢咧，呢個青年就發覺佢自己嘅生命俾耶穌基督改變啊。
He made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ.
佢出資咧委身耶穌基督。
And through a discipling process, his life is being transformed.
而經過一個嘅門徒嘅訓練，佢嘅生命就改變啦。
It's interesting to see that transformation not simply at the point of conversion, but over a period of years.
唔係話咧，佢重生嗰日就變咗，而係咧經年嘅累月咧，睇到佢嘅生命逐漸改變。
Now he's actively involved in the music ministry in the church.
咁咧，今日佢就喺我哋教會嘅音樂嘅侍奉上邊咧，係好活躍。
And I learned just recently that his girlfriend has just accepted Jesus Christ.
我最近都知道咧，佢嘅女朋友都信埋主添。
This is the kind of thing we can see happening if the church will be a community not only of evangelism but a community of discipling.
所以睇到教會唔單止係一個傳福音嘅群體，亦都係一個塑造門徒嘅群體。
Then there's one other thing we should affirm about the church as we see it in the New Testament.
仲有一點係關於教會同國度嘅。
Since the church is the messianic community formed around Jesus Christ, church planting is a high priority.
既然教会是一个以耶稣基督为中心的群体，植堂是一个很重要的一个优先次序。
A healthy church is not content with individual conversions to Christ.
一个嘅健康的教会不会说因为逐个有这些嘅人来到信主就已经很满足。
Rather, it understands that the kingdom comes in part through multiplying communities of believers.
因为他看到这个国度的扩展是要透过在不同的地方不断成立这些信徒的群体。
This is a process of multiplying little flocks of the kingdom.
就是说在这个世界不同的地方不断形成这些神的小群。
Multiplying the church in this form around the world and in all people groups.
以致到喺各族各民各方都有呢啲小群嘅成立。
This is the incarnation of the gospel within culture, as Jesus modeled for us in His own incarnation.
耶稣基督即系喺世上点样嚟到去形成呢啲小群？今日我哋喺世上亦都要喺唔同嘅地方形成呢啲嘅小群，就好似佢昔日所做一样。
So God is forming this people and.Will answer Jesus' prayer that there be one flock and one shepherd.
以致到神嗰个应许话有一日喺耶稣基督下边只有一群嘅人系为佢所牧养呢个嘅系预言呢个嘅旨意系可以达成。
Now we have spoken this morning about Jesus and the kingdom and about the church and the kingdom.
我哋今日早上提到耶稣与国度同埋教会与国度。
In talking about the church, we've been speaking primarily about the local congregation.
而当我哋讲到教会嘅时候，我哋就讲紧一个地方嘅教会同埋个佢哋嘅信众。
But now I want for us finally to think about the kingdom of God and the world church.
但系最后我就想将大家眼目集中喺神嘅国度同埋普世教会嗰度。
Now, as there is one kingdom of God, so there is one church.
既然只有一个神的国度，亦都只有一个的教会。
And yet the church and the kingdom are not precisely the same thing.
但是教会并不等于国度的全部。
The kingdom of God is much bigger, much grander, much more comprehensive than the church.
神的国度比教会是更广阔，更加包含很多的。
But Christians are to be that community which gives witness to the kingdom.
但是教会的这一班的基督徒就是要为着神的国度作见证。
And to give visible demonstration of the meaning of the kingdom.
同埋将呢个天国嘅意义咧，好具体咁样活出嚟。
Christians who share deeply the heart concern of Jesus Christ pray and work for unity and reconciliation throughout the worldwide body of Christ.
如果我哋了解主耶稣基督嘅心肠，我哋就会为着系整个世界教教会个合一同埋神嘅国度嚟到努力。
Christians must share Jesus' concern for the unity of the church.
我哋要嚟到去分担耶稣基督嘅心肠，就系话即系呢个普世教会嗰个嘅联合嗰个合一。
So this is our concern, even as the church recognizes that many claim the name of Christ while denying Him and betraying the kingdom in their doctrines and in their lives.
所以虽然一方面我哋睇到有啲教会佢哋话佢哋系属于主，但系佢哋喺佢哋嘅教义喺佢哋嘅行为上系背弃主嘅，但我哋仍然要以一个嘅合一为我哋嘅目标。
Let me highlight three things as we think about the world church.
当我哋讲到普世教会嘅时候，我亦都想同大家睇三点。
First of all, we need to be aware of emerging global trends in the church which place Christians today.In an unprecedented time in human history.
首先就是说我们要醒觉到今天的教会是在一个什么世代里面活着，这个世代里面整个世界有很多不同的大趋势在这里出现。
The church is now global and international as never before in history.
教会有那个普世性是超越了以往的世代。
The church has always felt that it had a world mission and a world vision.
当然教会一直都觉得佢嘅使命系普世性嘅。
But now the church is actually a world church in ways that has never been true before in the history of the world.
但系今日嘅教会的确有好多地方咧，系咧佢个普世性系以前嘅世代所达唔到嘅。
And there has been a major shift in the center of gravity in the church from the northern to the southern hemisphere.
我哋睇到，譬如今日嗰个教会嘅重心咧，系由系北半球慢慢转移到南半球。
The shape of world Christianity is changing.
整个世界基督教嗰个嘅分布系开始转变紧。
But the challenge remains to be faithful to the gospel of the kingdom.
但系无论点样转变，教会仍然要忠于耶稣基督嘅福音。
Secondly, while working for increased cooperation and unity in the church among all nations, we must be aware of the dangers of syncretism.
但另一方面，当我哋朝着我哋好努力去。希望普世教会有合一的时候，我们同时要醒觉到在合一的里面，如果将不同的信仰结合是有它的危机。
And this is especially true in this modern age of globalization.
特别在这个地球村这样的普世的趋势里面是有很大的危机。
People today are increasingly aware that there are many beliefs and many religions and many philosophies in the world.
因为今天的人已经习惯了是这个世界是有很多不同的信仰，不同的宗教，他们惯了不同的理想。
And it's easy to believe that truth is simply relative, simply that which we believe, irrespective of what others may believe.
所以呢，人就惯了对信仰从一个相对的角度看，就你又信你的，我信我的，大家呢是彼此尊重就得了。
But the church must be so centered in Jesus Christ that it betrays neither the love nor the truth as they are found in Jesus and the gospel of the kingdom.
但是教会就不可以说因为合一而咧就放弃咗呢个福音嘅独特性，佢仍然必须忠于耶稣基督，佢先有佢嗰个嘅独特性喺度。
Finally, the Church of Jesus Christ is called and empowered to give witness to Jesus Christ and His kingdom throughout the earth.
第三，就我哋仍然要坚定嘅记住，教会今日嘅使命就系去普世继续为耶稣基督嚟到同埋佢嘅国度作见证。
We must learn the meaning of kingdom evangelism.
我们要明白什么是国度的福音。
Not in the sense of promoting a new ideology or political force, but in the sense of a global vision of the peace and healing that can come only through Jesus Christ.
我哋唔系宣扬紧自己嘅一套哲学或者主义，而系将神自己嗰个叫普世喺耶稣基督里边与佢和好嘅呢个信息嚟到传俾呢个世界。
We began by looking at Jesus' statement, "Fear not, little flock, for the Father delights to give you the kingdom of God."
我开始嘅时候读咗段经文，就耶稣对班门徒话：不要惧怕，你哋呢班小群，父系好乐意将佢个国俾你。
We saw in Daniel how the kingdom is promised to God's people.
我哋喺但以利书睇到神嘅国点样系应许系俾神嘅子民。
In Hebrews 12:28, we read the following.
喺希伯来书第十二章第二十八节，我哋咁样睇到。
Here the writer is speaking to the church.
喺呢一度系呢个作者系对教会咁样话。
He says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." Let us be thankful and worship God with reverence and awe.
这里说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们是领受一个不能震动的国。
So let us be thankful.
所以我们应该感恩。
Let us worship and praise our Lord.
用敬虔的心侍奉我们的神。
Let us give ourselves anew to Christ that we may be faithful to the gospel to which he has called us.
以致我们可以对主呼召我们的主同埋他所托付给我们的福音忠诚。
May God help us to be faithful to our Lord and to the kingdom of God.
愿主帮助我们对他同对他的国度忠诚。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构，我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。